At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You ready, Jerry?
I'm ready.
I just want to make sure you're ready, brother.
Show me the money.
Oh, you didn't know?
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
Put my shoes on, you wouldn't last a mile.
Summertime, wintertime, I'm on the grind. Yeah, I got the ring, I'm the champ, I'm the genie of the lamp.
This is the gift I was given, so I just live out my hustle.
Smoke cheaper, cheaper, smoke cheaper, cheaper. You're so hot.
Yeah, I keep me put in my pocket. It don't make sense, but don't make a profit. So I hustle, ladies and homies. Make money, make money, money, money.
Okay, let's go smoke that joint.
What up, what up, Fantasy Football Hustler, back at you. And oh yeah, we got another episode of Elevated Sports Talk. And today we're talking about some overpaid QBs. What up, Derek? Shout out. Salute. Emil in the house. What up, what up? And here we go. This is why we're talking about overpaid QBs. Let's hear it, Derek. Jaguar signed Trevor Lawrence to a 5-year, $275 million extension. T-Law gets 200 mil in guaranteed money, and 142 million is guaranteed, is his signing bonus, guaranteed at signing. So, all right. What up, David? He said, watching from Cedar Hill, Texas. Make sure you follow on YouTube, David. Facebook's being a little bit finicky with the live streams over there, but I'm glad you found it. Glad you found it. And let's see. So Derek says yes. And I know Derek's still a little bit bitter about that Cowboy loss to T-Law. But before we get into any other QBs, why don't we pull up some Trevor Lawrence stats? And let's not forget, Trevor Lawrence was like pretty much the best QB prospect ever, like at the time. I mean, obviously things change and it's Caleb now. Year one, 3,600, 17 INTs, 12 touchdowns. That was, who was the guy who was there? I can't even remember the coach who was there, but the coach fucked it all up. Next year after that, we get 25 touchdowns and 8 interceptions, 4,100 yards. A complete turnaround. Definitely showed his skills off there. Last year, 4,000, 21 touchdowns, 14 INTs. Jags dealt with a lot of injuries last year, that's for sure. But let's say we know Derek already said that he is overpaid. Throw it in the chat. Anybody else, what's your thoughts on Trevor Lawrence? His $275 million contract, it's tied for second with Joe Burrow, only behind Patrick Mahomes. And then him and Burrow are tied for first with the yearly amount with $55 million. What up, Will? So I just completed this trade last night. I got the 102 and Hutchinson for Ridley, Pittman, and Ford. Sorry, no QBs involved. Any quick thoughts? Man, I don't like it at all. I don't like it at all. I mean, the 102 and Hutchinson, I'm assuming the 102 is like going to be a Jaden Daniels or a Marvin Harrison Jr. potentially. But Ridley and Pittman for the 102 and Hutchinson, like I would be on the Ridley Pittman side if it was me. Who else do you have at wide receiver? Maybe that would change my thoughts, but I feel like just this trade in a vacuum, feel like I'd rather have the Ridley Pittman side. And I like Hutchinson, but I'm not gonna overpay for him. Like I mean, there's so many, like just DLs, for example, every single team has four defensive linemen. You know, not everyone is Hutchinson, but, you know, like all four wide receivers on like every single team are not created equal. I know all the defensive linemen aren't created equal. I'm just saying a little bit easier to find a Hutchinson out there than it is to go and find like a Pittman. Ridley, I mean, kind of whatever. Emil said that just means Jags are going to pass the ball more. I'm trying to buy T-Law as we speak. Well, now it's going to be one of those things. I mean, you needed to be buying him before he just got this big bag, because now a bunch of people are going to be thinking that as well. But I'm with you. I do think they're going to be passing more. David said, and his Mavericks are not about to go home with the NBA championship. Yeah, that's for sure. Ah, Emil said Purdy about to get $80 million a year. No fucking way, man. 49ers aren't going to pay nobody like that. They never have and never will. Will said nobody worth that kind of money. Overpaid 20-year-old millionaires. Well, what would we rather have? What would we rather have? Would we rather have the QBs getting paid like shit and then them still not going out and using that money? Would we rather it just line the owners' pockets? Because that's pretty much the choices here. Will said, J.J. Monroe, Saint Brown, A.J. Brown. Okay, so that's why you gave him up for nothing. But, I mean, you definitely gave him up for nothing. Like, that's the I mean, I'm not saying Hutchinson's nothing. I'm not saying the 102 is nothing. But, yeah, you definitely gave up value to get pieces for your trade. Oh, my gosh. Best ball dynasty keeper. See, even then, that makes it worse. That makes it worse because why – would you trade two wide receiver twos? Oh, couldn't keep them though. I mean, I don't know. That's why you just got to get into dynasty, bro. Like, man, I mean, I hate keepers. Just because of that reason. Like, yeah, I'm gonna be building an insanely amazing like team that is supposed to last for years and years, but then I can't keep all my pieces. I mean, it's good for what it is, I guess, you know, get something versus like nothing. But that 102, now it's a lot different, like, as well. 102 might be more valuable as well. See, he says basically a dynasty in the sense that we could keep 20 guys out of our 30-man roster. That ain't a dynasty. That ain't a dynasty because you wouldn't be selling Ridley and Pittman for cheap because you couldn't keep them. That's the big thing there, because, like, those should be in your top 20. Like, so I don't understand why you educate me more on why you couldn't keep them if you could keep 20 out of your 30 guys. Cause I'd just be dropping the IDP. I'd go pick up IDP guys. I'm not gonna drop a Roquan or an Olakun or anything like that, but I would probably be dropping the bottom half of my IDP players just because I'm assuming that the IDP, like, I'm assuming most people are going to keep their offensive studs anyways. But, yeah, either way. I mean, you know, you still, if for whatever reason you couldn't keep them, at least you made a move to where you got something versus nothing. How about that? Uh-oh. We got some mascot news over here. Let's see. ESPN's Jeremy Fowler reports Chase Young received a positive report from his renowned neck specialist, Dr. Robert Watkins, and he plans to participate in training camp. Oh, man, Derek's favorite mascot out there, Chase Young. Man, what a bust. Been such a bust in NFL and fantasy and literally everything. And David said, this is the reason why the Jags will always be a mid at best franchise, sign an average QB. Trevor Lawrence is not an average QB. He's not an average QB. I mean, if we go down the list of, let's see. Let's go down the list of the of all the QBs, because I want everybody to honestly say who Trevor Lawrence is better or worse than. All right, I don't know how these are ranked or anything, but this is on NFL.com. Okay, and oh man, and you only need four IDPs. Okay, yeah, I mean, I guess that's tough because I probably wouldn't give up any of those guys either. But it's probably really easy to do that though. All right, T Law or Lamar Jackson? I mean, I think we're all going Lamar Jackson. T Law or Dak Prescott? I'm going Dak. T-Law or Josh Allen. Of course, we're going the Stallion. Okay, here's one. T-Law or Matt Stafford? Because T-Law on that team that Matt Stafford won a championship with, I mean, he could do that. Let's see. I take T-Law over Matt Stafford. Ooh, here's a good one. Here's the real one, because these guys very, very similar. Tua or T-Law. Yeah, through 48 blind comparison, him and Danny Dimes have said, get the fuck out of here. How? No way. Get out of here with that. Let's go see. T-Law, 26 turnovers. Yeah, most of them were his rookie year, though. And Pesos has been playing since 2019. Come on, man. T-Law's been playing since 2001. That's two more seasons that he has on him. Dude, that's just fucking disrespectful, man. Danny Dimes as a rookie, 3,000 yards. Sophomore, 2,900 yards. And he's getting hurt in all these years as well. 2,400 yards year after that. 3,200 yards year after that. I mean, his rookie year, he threw 24 touchdowns. But then after that, 11, 10, 15. I mean, come on, man. You're saying in the first 48 starts. It's 13. Yeah. It's still 5 years. It took him 5 years to get 48 starts. So, yeah, I mean, Trevor's actually played. Like, first year for Pesos, 12 games started. 2020, 14 games started. 2021, 11 games started. He played, he plays in 16. He plays in 16, and that's when he got the contract. And he said, you can't stop the numbers. Yeah, but five years. Five years compared to 3 years. Go ahead, give me the starts. But 5 years compared to 3 years. So, yeah, let's average it per season. And Danny Pesos can't even sniff Trevor Lawrence's jockstrap. Come on, man. That's getting a little crazy there. And Will said Lawrence over Tua. I think as of right now, I'd probably still want Tua. But it's very close. But then Jared Goff or T-Law. I think most people here would be wanting Goff. Yeah, I'm not saying it's not 48 games. I'm just saying one person played 48 games in 3 years and one person played 48 games in 5 years. The person who took 5 years to play 48 games is not as good. Uh-oh. Derek said Ian Rappaport reports that Alvin Kamara's departure from the Saints minicamp is contract related. Oh, man. Yeah, Will said Gus over T-Law as well. Okay, now, here we go. Who do you want, T-Law or Brock Purdy? I don't know where these rankings are coming from. I'm just going in order. This is on NFL.com. T-Law or Brock Purdy? I think that I'm going T-Law. It's very close, though. Like, all these guys, I mean, I'd say everybody in the top 10 with not like the top four or whatever. Emil said he'd take Purdy. Who else? Purdy or T-Law? We're talking fantasy. Like, right now, we're not talking reality. We're talking more fantasy right now. Kendre Miller to the moon? Maybe. I'm a little bit nervous about Kendre. Will said T-Law over Purdy. Ooh. Now here we go. CJ Stroud. CJ Stroud or T-Law? Man, now this one, I know that pretty much everybody is just going to say CJ Stroud based off of what he did like last year. But what he did last year, 4,100 yards, 23 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. I mean, that's amazing. But it's crazy that people are ranking him like top two, three. I mean, should I have seen CJ go number one as a QB in a dynasty? So, I mean, it is, I'm really curious what everybody thinks. I'm sure everyone's going to be on the Stroud side Yo, yo, Corey, what up, what up? What's going down, homie? All right. And while Corey's in here, you know what? Let's shout out the producers of the show here. All of our all-access members on Patreon, all of our elite members on Patreon, all of our superstar members on Patreon. We appreciate you guys. You guys are the real ones, the real producers of the show. So I love shouting you guys out. Appreciate you. Appreciate you, Corey, being around. Corey, like, is the day one. And Will said, T-Law can run, though. Stroud can't. Yeah, yeah, for sure. I mean, that's one thing that I know that – I mean, I didn't even talk about, like, T-Law's, like, rushing. Yeah. I mean, see, even – I mean, he definitely have to, like, bump – he definitely have to bump up his rushing. I mean, he's pretty much been around 300 each year. I mean, that's pretty much it. 9 rushing touchdowns in the last 2 seasons, though. Like, that's pretty big to go along with his along with it. Corey said, we got to bring back the YouTube membership, too. Fuck the system. I know, man. If you want to join, the place to join is Rumble. So you can join as a paid member on Rumble and get access to emojis. The next time I can reapply for what's it called for YouTube is going to be at the somewhere in August. I'm literally going to have to delete like all the content. I'm literally going to have to delete like all the live streams and like everything. And I'm going to see if that works this time. So pretty much all the content, the live stream content stuff just going to be completely wiped from YouTube. And then we'll see if that can fucking, if that can get us back. All right. So I know most people are going to be on the CJ Stroud side. Mahomes, I mean, I don't know. Is anybody not going to be on the Mahomes side? They got Mahomes here next. Yeah, this is a crazy list. I wonder how they're ranking these. Let's see. And then after Mahomes, Kirk Cousins. Who would you guys rather have? And we're talking right now, Kirk Cousins or T-Law. Kirk Cousins or T-Law. Man, I'm so pissed that Kirk Cousins got hurt last year. Like him and Burrow. I had so many of Cousins and Burrow in the best ball last year. And it hurt that both of those guys went down. Woo! Well said, T-Law over Cousins. I'm with that as of right now. Ooh, spicy. T-Law or Jordan Love. T-Law or Jordan Love? Let's see. Who else? Yeah, see, it's crazy. Like, why do they have Jalen Hurts so far down? Very curious why. But T-Law, Jalen Hurts, I'm sure everybody is going to be on the Hurts side. Will said, I haven't seen a big enough sample size from Love right now, so I would go Lawrence, but it's close. Yeah, and I think a lot of people want – I'm just going from, like, general consensus and the way that I know that people are, like, hyping up Love, like, so much. I feel like most people would be on the Love side out of that. I'm going to be on the T-Law side out of that, but I think most people would be on the Love side. Okay. How about Baker Mayfield? I know Baker Mayfield. I mean, from, let's say, what, a year and a half ago, having like almost no value in fantasy. And now he's definitely a mid-level QB2, maybe even a high-level like QB2, I guess, depending on how much you like that Tampa Bay like offense. I feel like he's going to take a step up in the offense compared to last year. But I'm still going to be on the T-Law side. Ooh, Emil said T-Law or Kyler. Man, I mean, when Kyler's 100% healthy, he's so fucking good. He's so fucking good. And, like, I guess the thing that we don't really know is, are they going to let him cook on the ground? Because if they let Kyler cook on the ground, I mean, I'm taking Kyler all day. But because we kind of don't know about that, I feel like I'm going to go T-Law like this much, that much for T-Law. Will said, how about Jordan Love or Anthony Richardson? I do not value Anthony Richardson like high at all. So I would probably take, I'd probably take 28 QBs in the league over Anthony Richardson. Like, that's how much I really, really, really do not like Anthony Richardson, like, as a prospect. Will says Kyler over T-Law. Yeah, I mean, it's really close. I mean, it's going to be all about how Kyler gets down on the ground, because, like, Marvin Harrison Jr., like, yeah, he's going to be really good, but is, like, that going to be the piece why Kyler throws for, like, 5,000 yards or some shit like that? I think we're going to see T-Law get back over 4,500 yards, flirt with 30 TDs. I mean, last year was a little bit of a step back, but he did get hurt during the season. Not injured, but he did get hurt during the season. But, yeah, really curious. Okay, but now let's get in. So we're talking – what is they really low on AR-15? Fuck, yeah. I say you must think he's the next Jamarcus Russell, not Cam Newton. Yeah, I mean, I've been very, very consistent about Anthony Richardson coming into the draft and then post-draft and then beginning of the NFL season, all that shit. Everything that was hyped about him had nothing to do with his arm. Nothing to do with his arm. And, like, when it comes to a QB, like, I want one of his better traits to be his arm. Like, that was kind of why, like, I just, like, he was just way too hyped for me. Like, that's what it is. Like, if someone's way too hyped, it's almost like I just go the exact opposite direction to kind of, like, try to negate the hype as much as I can. And, like, he was so hyped. Like, they're talking, you know, one of the best combines ever for any player, not just a quarterback. And it's because of this and this and this and this, but it had nothing to do with his arm, his throwing ability, his throwing accuracy, his throwing power, like, nothing like that. And then you see him in the NFL and, like, yeah, if he is just gonna, I'm not saying he's a one trick pony, but if your big trick is, like, running and, like, you're not going to be throwing it that much, like, look at Hurts. Like, Hurts is, like, really, really good. And Will said, wasn't Lawrence just as hyped? Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah, he was. And, like, at the time when he first came out, like, as a rookie, I didn't have the 101, so I wasn't able to get him. But yeah, I was saying the same shit about Lawrence. Like, I mean, come on. Lawrence at the time, 2021, this is what we're talking about. 2021, this was the second year that I started doing content. The first NFL, you know, combine and draft and all that shit that I was covering, like, being a full-timer, you know, doing the YouTube stuff. I said that, like, if you are the most hyped QB ever, and he was at the time, it's going to be very, very, very hard to live up to those expectations. And I said that I would be selling Trevor Lawrence if I had the pick to be able to acquire him. That was my take on T-Law, because when you're being valued, like, all the way up here, so high that I can't even show you. I mean, it's the same thing with Caleb. Like, I'm the exact same way that I'm kind of treating Caleb, like, right now, with that. I would trade for the world. I would trade Caleb for the world. I would just do it. So, yeah, he was just as hyped. And this is now 3 years in, where he's show. Rookie year, I mean, shit, Mac Jones was looking better than Trevor Lawrence, like, after their rookie year. But, you know, they get a new coach, things change. T-Law shows he's got the ability. It's the peeps around him. It's the offensive line. I mean, they've done things to put peeps around him, but that offensive line needs fucking work. And no matter what, if you don't have a dope offensive line, you're always going to struggle a little bit. So Let's see. I don't even know what offensive line moves they made so far this year either. But yeah, Trevor Lawrence was just, he was even more hyped than Anthony Richardson. He was, Trevor Lawrence was like Caleb hype before Caleb. That's what's crazy. And Derek said, Dan Quinn said the team has not determined who their starting quarterback is. Well, yeah, of course not. You want to keep a QB competition in, at least in June. Like, you don't just want to give it to, you just don't want to give it to him, to Jaden Daniels right away. So yeah, I'm sure that they're not going to announce that Jaden Daniels is the starter until somewhere in August. Like, he's probably not gonna have to play like all three games or whatever, but I bet somewhere game one, game two in the preseason, I bet somewhere we'll hear that. Tom Pelissero says the NFL is doc. Oh yeah, I forgot about this. So the Falcons, how crazy is that? We thought that they were potentially going to lose a first rounder for the tampering with Kirk Cousins. They're losing a fifth rounder. That's it. Like, man, that's like an IDP guy that they were probably going to miss on anyways. Oh, yeah, Emil says, be honest, it'll be Jaden. For sure it's going to be Jaden. I'm just saying, for like, you don't want a rookie QB to like, I mean, you know, Caleb's one thing. Like, you literally have nobody over there. You traded your starting QB to get rid of him. Like, we know that Caleb's going to be the starter. But for a guy like Jaden Daniels, you probably just want him to stay hungry. Like, that's what this is. You don't want to go out and say that he's the starter guaranteed. You want a QB competition as much as you can for these rookies. Because look at a guy like Trey Lance. Let's use him as an example. Super, super fucking hyped. Everyone thought that he was going to be the guy. Never was in a QB competition. Not never. The first year when he was in, there was no QB competition. They said Jimmy G is the guy. And then Trey comes in when Jimmy gets hurt, and then Trey gets hurt. Then the next year after that, is there a QB competition? No, even though they have the same QBs there this time, they just say it's going to be given to Lance. And that's it. No QB competition. And then you want these QBs to stay hungry. And Will said, true experience and roster help out for sure. I mean, if you have the number one pick in the draft, your team is trash. And I know that this year, you know, they're a victim of circumstance because like they traded. I mean, you have the number one pick last year. Okay. Got the number one pick last year. And then you trade that off. Still have a top 10 pick. You're bad enough to get a top 10 pick, but you're lucky that the team that you traded the number one to the year before was just that much more trash because of that QB that they wanted to pay up for. The number one QBs, like if you're taken in the top three NFL draft as a QB, you are more likely to bust than boom. I mean, we could just go back just over the last 5 or 10 years and like look at the Sam Darnolds of the world, the Zach Wilsons of the world, the Trey Lances of the world, just so many. Like, we could just go on and on. And what up, Tino? What's going down, brother? We're talking about overpaid QBs. And what's your thoughts? What's your initial thoughts on Trevor Lawrence? Overpaid? Paid just the right amount? Are the Jags smoking? What's going on? Give us your thoughts. And we were kind of doing a little bit compare and contrast. Who would we want, this T-Law or this QB? T-Law or that QB? Yeah, Will said Ryan Leaf. Jamarcus Russell. I mean, come on. Like, if we could do this for a long time. Just go look at the top three picks of every single draft and see who busted and who boomed. There's so many busts inside the top three. Tino said paid the right amount. The QB pushes the market. They will always be paid while we got the salary cap. Yeah, and see, and I'm with that. I think that he was paid the right amount because now we're a year removed from Joe Burrow and Herbert. And I know it's not an exact year, but you know what I mean. They got paid in 2023. Now he's getting paid in 2024. So, yeah, I mean, he got paid the exact same amount as, like, Burrow. But if Burrow was getting paid this year, he would be getting paid more. I think that that's one thing that just people like really, really forget is that all these contracts, every single year, they get higher because the cap goes up like every single year. And so I think that that's something that just, well, and a guy like Patrick Mahomes, highest contract in NFL history, $450 million, you know, just fucking insanely huge. But he's the only one who has 10 years, you know, like you look at Burrow and you look at T-Law and you look at Herbert and you look at Lamar, like all of those guys got 5-year deals, you know, 5 years. Like I think you could go back. And I think Josh Allen is the only one besides Patrick Mahomes that got more than a 5-year deal. I'm pretty sure that Josh Allen got 6 years on his deal. And that's why he's so fucking, that's why his deal right now is so team friendly. I think he's getting, let me go see what it equates to for him per year. It equates to $43 million per year for Josh Allen, but signed the 6-year deal. You know, like, I mean, at the time when Patrick Mahomes got extended, it was a 10-year extension. So it ended up being a 12-year deal because they gave him that extension 2 years early so they could keep his his salary still very, very similar on the last couple years of his rookie deal. Tino said Dallas doesn't like how much he got paid, though. Said Dak's about to get stupid paid. You think so? Because last time Dak got paid, it's not like he got paid, like, I mean, where was it? It was like 40 mil, right? I think, somewhere like that. But it didn't make him, like, you know, tops in the league or, like, anything like that. Like, when it happened, did it? Like, I don't even know if that made him top five. Like, at the time, I can't remember because it was, like, so many years ago, like, at this point. Bakes in the house. Salute. All right. But yet, I mean, I don't know, Tino. Cowboys just don't have the reputation of paying their guys like that. They really don't. They really don't. Udaman Bakes, thanks for showing love on both the YouTube channels. Derek says, I just realized I was on the wrong station. Yeah, we got multiple YouTube channels going. Facebook going all over the place. Rumble, Instagram. Twitter, aka X.
Let's go. Give it to you.
Yep. And Zucru said Dak's gonna want 60 plus a year from whoever. I don't think he. You got to go to the Super Bowl or something to like warrant that. Because the thing is, okay, why did the Jaguars overpay Trevor in a lot of people's thoughts? My thought is they had to overpay him because they are a mediocre franchise. I know that they are very popular around the world now, but the Jaguars, by NFL just competition standards, I don't know. Like, they're just a mediocre, you know, team. Like, even though they were in the running, you know, for the division and all that the last couple years, I mean, NFC South has been one of the worst divisions in football until last year, and things changed when fucking Houston did a full 180, you know. I don't think that they have to pay him that. I just don't think that they have to pay him that. I mean, why the Chargers overpay Herbert? Because they're the fucking Chargers. And Tino said, look at Zeke. I mean, that was a huge mistake. And they know it. That was a really huge mistake. Also, Zeke was a top four NFL draft pick. It's a lot different. Dak was a fourth rounder. And no matter what, they're going to remind him about that shit. And say, because there's not 32 quarterbacks good enough to compete at the NFL level. Yeah. And maybe there are 32 quarterbacks who are able to compete. But it's like, how many of those QBs could actually like win a Super Bowl, like compete to win a Super Bowl? A handful. And Will said the next QB who is due a big contract is going to say in the Dr. Evil voice, $1 billion. I mean, it's Tua and Dak, right? Aren't I feel like those are the next guys up, right? I mean, Tua is playing on his 5th-year contract right now. Is this the last year of Dak's contract? But yeah, those have got to be the next two guys up. Bake said they need to do it in the case that he does well this year, warrants more money. They're betting on sunshine. Yep. Yeah, Dino said, yeah. They're next up. Dolphins would be smart to extend Tua this year. Because you probably can get him for a little bit of better deal. And Tina said, and it's a standoff for who gets it done last. I guess the... Yeah. Because Tua, he's going to get money like these top guys. Like, he's going to get paid somewhere in the top 10. Is he going to get over 50 mil? I don't know. But I bet Tua ends up somewhere... At minimum, in between Jalen and Kyler. So Jalen's sixth right now at 51 mil a year. Kyler's at seventh with 46 mil a year. I bet no matter what, Tua stays in there. And if Tua goes first, Dak probably does end up getting in that 50 mil. But I don't think Dak's getting 60. Like, he's not going to get paid. Like Dak is no spring chicken. You know, like, these guys who all got paid, they're all coming off of their first, contract, and that's it. Dak's already 30. I'm not saying that's old in real life, but that's getting up there in NFL years. Like, he probably wouldn't even get a 5-year contract. Like, at this point, like, the reason why all these guys got 5-year contracts is because that last year is going to be bullshit anyways. Maybe even the last 2 years for some of these guys. So I think, like, that would also be the difference between a guy like Dak. And Tino said QBs don't age. To the GMs and the people paying them, they do. Like, to guys, I mean, we know that they don't. But I'm just talking about from the person writing the checks, the people negotiating the contracts. Like, because if that's the case, why hasn't Matt Stafford, you know, been getting paid like crazy buku, like, type of bucks? Yeah, and Bake said Dakota can get a 4-year. Yeah. I'm just saying 5 years, though. Like, that there's a real big difference between getting a 4-year contract and a 5-year contract, because the 4-year contracts, you can usually get out of them in 2 years. 5-year contracts, you usually got to make it to the fourth year before you can get out of it, because there's just more guaranteed money spread out amongst those years. So that's the difference. Like, the 4- and the 5-year contracts are, like, it's insane. It's insane because, yeah, a lot of these 4-year contracts, teams are getting out of them in 2 years. Or what's it called? Just renegotiating, you know, towards the end of the years. Emil said Tua will get more than Goff. Woo. What's Goff at right now? 53. At 53 mil. Tina said, Aaron Rodgers, is Aaron Rodgers 36 or 38? Hold on. Because he's not 40. Not 40 yet. Oh, he is 40. You're right. I guess this was the year. I don't know why. I thought he was 38. But look at when Brady was 40, he was getting paid 25 mil a year. He wasn't amongst anywhere of the top money, because you're not getting more than a 2-year contract. I mean, remember Brady and Drew Brees, I believe they both, like, at very, very similar times, got two-year 50 mil contracts. Two-year 50 mil contracts. So that's, like, the 40-year-old, like, type of contract. I mean, it's a couple years ago, you know, but, like, yeah, there's this, definitely once you hit a certain age, like, you're getting, like, a certain level of contract, and that's it, even if you can win a Super Bowl, because Brady won a Super Bowl on that 2-year 25 or 2-year 50 mil contract. Wilson, I don't think anyone wants to make a Russell Wilson mistake with Dak. I don't think anyone's going to have a chance. I think Uncle Jerry's going to do it. And Will said Aaron Rodgers, 39, I believe. So he's 40. He turned 40 December 2nd last year. And yeah, and Theo said 38 isn't far from 40 anyways. Yeah. For sure. I'm 38 right now. We're pushing 40. And Bake said, fuck no, tuna fish is staying on the minimum until they absolutely have to pay him. Well, they have to. He's a fifth year. He's on his fifth year contract right now. So, like, yeah, it's either you extend him, like, now, or he hits the open market, right? Because I think And I don't know how that works with the fifth year, but I feel like after it gets a certain point in the season, like, or well, I guess I could franchise tag him. Like, that would be the next thing, right? If they're not going to, if they're not going to pay him, they would franchise tag him. That would kind of be the only way. But that money would be a lot now because it's based on like the top five, right? So actually, that'd be pretty stupid to do that because top five, one, two, three, four, five. I mean, top five are making 55 to 52 mil a year right now. So no way they would franchise tag him. You might as well fucking pay him. Yeah, exactly. Tua is on his fifth year right now, right? I mean, that's why they paid Joe Burrow and Herbert like last year. They locked it in before it got to the fifth year. But they would overpay with a tag on Tua. Fuck yeah, man. I mean, it $50 million franchise tag. No fucking way. No fucking way. I don't think any QBs are getting franchise tagged anymore. Like with the amount of money that they would have to pay, like you might as well just fucking sign them to a 2 or 3 year deal where like the last year is last year or two is like super fugazi. Like at that point, right? What up, Magoobs? Said, good morning, fellas. Said, what do you make of Javonte Williams and the Jaleel McLaughlin competition? I think that if I'm ranking all 32 teams and their backfield, Denver Broncos are like at the very bottom of like how I would be ranking these RBs, how I would be wanting and targeting, you know, these RBs. I feel like it's going to be Javonte. I mean, 1 year removed. I mean, Javonte already kind of looked better than Jaleel last year, you know, coming off the ACL. 1 year removed off the ACL, I think it's going to be Javonte Williams. I think that Denver's just going to be trashed all around, right? Like, I mean, I don't – unless Bo Nix is just the truth like that, like, I don't know. I just don't see Denver being a team that I'm going to be targeting a bunch of their guys. I think it's going to be Javonte. I think Jaleel was just, like, you know, a victim of circumstance last year because they weren't trying to, like, push Javonte too much, keeping it, like, very, very close to a 50-50 split, like, a lot of the times. So, yeah, I'm on the Javonte side, but I'm also on the side of, like, not wanting the RBs, like, that much either. Tina said it would have to be a vet like Burrow or something if they were going to, yeah, overpay on the tag. And see, even then, like, yeah, I doubt it. I mean, we're talking 50-plus million now. Like, it was a lot different, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago. You know, I mean, it's way, way different on the amount that, like, you were like, when Dak got franchised, like, I swear, like, he was in, like, the high 30s or something. I mean, this was years ago now, but I swear that he was. Do you remember, Tino, how much Dak got paid on the franchise tag when they franchised him before they finally gave him the deal? Will said, man, I was so high on Javonte before his injury. Me too, bro. Me too. Said, it just sucked that he went down like that. I thought he would share similar characteristics with Tomlin. I mean, that's high praise. That's high praise, but I like it. Said, now he's a shell of that player. Yeah, but let's see this year. 1 year coming off the ACL. But, yeah, I don't no matter what, yeah, we're very, very low on my priority list are the Denver Broncos, especially the Denver Broncos running backs. And Tio said, I don't know, but it sounds about right with 30. It was probably somewhere in there because when he signed that next year, then he got 40 mil a year for, was it 4 years? I think he got a 4-year deal when he got that. Yeah. Cowboys, why do they do the quarterback dirty? Why do they do the quarterback dirty, Tino? I mean, Dak has not been amazing. Because I'd say amazing is like Patrick Mahomes. Maybe before he got hurt, he was doing amazing. Was he on track for like 5,000 yards that year that he got hurt? I mean, I know it was very, very early in the year, but that kind of fucked him up. Like, really, you just get hurt once, it changes the whole trajectory of how the fucking team thinks about you. And that's a little insane. It's a little insane, especially when you're not a running back. Like, you're a running back, you get something happening to your leg or whatever, ACL, Achilles or whatever. Like, yeah. But especially when you had an actual really good line, like, at the time, I mean, it was it definitely started going downhill, you know, as Dak got older. But Will said, I traded Javonte for Darren Waller last year. Oh, man, that didn't work out for either of us. Oh, man. Darren Waller, the baller. Tino said, we don't do anybody dirty. Name an ex-Cowboy that hates Jerry Jones. I'll wait. I didn't say that nobody hates him. I think that the Cowboys are, because of the notoriety, people might not hate him. But I said, why do they do their players dirty with the contracts? That's what I said. Because Dak's been getting done dirty for years. And Bake said, you know why you were so high on Javonte? Because you listened to Schmitty. Nah. That's Derek. Derek listens to Schmitty. Shout out to our man, Stu. He was like the biggest Schmitty guy around. Like, no. Every time I listen to Schmitty, it makes my head hurt. Can't listen to him. And if nothing else, it's that lisp. It's that lisp that will get me every single time, even if it's not his take. But come on, man. I mean, the Trey Lance truther of all truthers, man. I mean, come on. It's crazy. And I think that is it nuts that guys like Schmitty, guys like the counselor, they get these big followings because they get a bunch of crazy assholes who think real crazy. And Schmitty says crazy shit. So wow, this guy thinks like me. He's a crazy asshole just like me. Because that's what I'm noticing on social media. It's because love or hate, engagement's engagement. And there's so many who just, they throw that shock value fucking crazy just takes out there that are just insane. And then they get so much hate that they hit the algorithm more. And then they start getting love because the crazy assholes are hey, someone thinks like me. It's tough. It's this fine line. It's this fine line. Damn, Big said never again. Yeah, Schmitty's funny. If you guys want to see a funny interview, just go watch the Schmitty interview back on the channel here. I remember he was such a dick. When the conversation started, right before we go live, he's like, hey, bro, I got 30 minutes. Okay. I'm like, okay. Hope you can keep me entertained for 30 minutes with some of your talks. And then we end up talking for an hour and a half or something. And, but yeah, it's real, real funny the way that, that Schmitty interacts. But yeah, he does have a nice setup though. He does have a nice setup, that's for sure. Tino said, I could watch Stroud and Parsons all day. That'd be hella funny. Yeah. Sucks that we're really not going to be able to see them during the season, right? Who knows if they'll be doing anything during the season. Sure, shocker on Rumble. What up, what up? But yeah, I'm with that. Oh, shit. Tino said, if you set your VPN to Europe, you can watch receivers right now. So, but what are you looking at, Tino? Because I don't need the VPN with the service that I have, and I could just watch. We can watch things from around the world with the streaming service. Let me know what I'm looking for, and I'm going to pull it up right now. Big said, I like some of his takes, but he doesn't like to push back on his crazy predictions. Yeah. Yeah, he's very entitled to his opinion. He doesn't, he definitely doesn't debate well because, the way that I met Schmitty was through Clubhouse. You remember Clubhouse? It was during the pandemic and everybody just needed something to do. So people were on Clubhouse. There's a whole big fantasy community that was on Clubhouse. And yeah, his crazy takes, man. I remember one of his takes was that Chuba Hubbard was the best running back who was coming out, the best running back that was coming out that year. And he had that lisp, that shoe ref. I can't even do it like him. I can't fake the lisp. Tina said media will go crazy if it's CJ and Micah in the Super Bowl. I mean, if it's two Texas teams in the Super Bowl, yeah, I feel like a lot of people would be going crazy for that. A lot of narratives, a lot of storylines. Big said, Kyren playing, being the next coming of CMC. Yeah, and did he say that, when he got drafted? Because he didn't even really play for the first year, right? I remember Man, it was so awesome. Like, I had Ty Wren, I think, in two or three leagues where I drafted him in, like, the sixth round of the rookie draft or whatever. And, yeah, I felt so good. Like, the next year, like, just seeing that I had him in my taxi squad, just, like, completely fucking forgetting about him. Like, what? I drafted him last year in the sixth round? Fuck yeah. Because some guys just fucking end up on your taxi squad and they just stay there for a while. Let's see. Tino said, I'm guessing Netflix Euro. What? Let's see. Just looking for the different NFL options that might be on here.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Let's see. It's got all these different countries and shit on here, but I'm not really sure like where to work, where to look. And it is mostly sports. Huh. Yeah, I don't even know where the fuck I'd be looking for this. Let's see. I don't know. Tino said, try England. I just went to the US, the NFL channel, and I mean, let's see. Nope. NFL Classics. Oh, Tino said, I just turn on Netflix, and then I change it. Okay. Tino said, I'm going to say it right now. Junior Colson is going to be Fred Warner. I'm not saying that. Okay. Yeah, it's on Netflix. Okay. Huh. So I wonder. Yeah, let me see. Dang it. All right, well, let's try to figure this out because all the fucking Netflix shit comes up on the movies channel. Let me find Netflix. Yeah, we'll figure this out. I'm sure it's on something, but yeah. Junior Colson, I think, is going to be good. But, yeah, it's, I don't know, man. Chargers love to charge your shit up. And I know Jim Harbaugh is going to be a little bit different, but he has to break this Chargers curse somehow. And I don't know if he's going to be able to. Hey, hey, Johnny in the house. What's up? Bake said, bro, Cody Barton will do better than Colson. And he just arrived in Denver. Yeah, he should be solid. He does have Alex Singleton to kind of compete with for tackles over there. And Josie Jewell is gone. Man, Josie Jewell in Carolina, that's going to be some money right there. I mean, you get him like so free. And you got to pay for him. People forget it, fuck about him. There's so many people who don't even know that he's on Carolina. Like now, they still think that he's on Denver. Yeah, Josie Jewell is one of those guys that I'm really excited for. Pause. Bad offense. I mean, they got rid of multiple guys like on their defense. Yeah, I'm just looking at the QB list and it's getting real trash as I scroll down more. Makes sense. Kendricks in Dallas will be nice as well. Man, he's going to be a steal of a deal, especially in redraft. He goes so late in these drafts. Nope. Luvu's in Washington, homie. Luvu is in Washington. Luvu and Bobby Wagner, they're in Washington now. Them and them two and Jamin Davis. Those are their starting three linebackers now. Tino said, at this point, I'm not sure if I want the Chargers to be good. Or if I just think they're going to be good. Shit. Okay, so I might have to make an IDP video about what would it be called? Same faces, new places, or whatever that shit's called, you know, the IDP movement. Yeah, it might have to be some kind of video that I create with that. Because, yeah, I guess there's a lot of people who don't even know, like, some of the movement of, I don't know, top 30, top 20-something to 30 guys. There's a lot of guys moving. Tino said, Colson's elite-level talent, like Fred Warner, can play any spot and blitz. Yeah, but let's see how they use him, though. Like, I'm sure that Ken Murray was super, super talented, like, as well. But, like, their scheme, like, it didn't do shit, like, for him. Tino said, I like Newbin, too. Yeah, I mean, he should be really good. Where'd Newbin go? The Giants, right? Should be good over there. Wilson, I haven't really looked that much at the D changes as my drafts haven't happened yet. Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, see, that's what I mean. That's another reason why I haven't made like a lot of, you know, just rankings videos like in general. Like, I wanted to wait as we got a little bit closer to redraft season. Cause, Dynasty, I don't know, it's kind of hard to make rankings videos for Dynasty. You got to do it so early and like, man, just so knee deep and like everything going on that it's just tough. Like, if I only had to talk in front of the camera and then the rest of the work just like happened, man, it'd be so awesome. Got to get it to that level. Got to get it to that level. And Bake said, imagine Micah Parsons on the Niners or the Chiefs. Fucking scary. Yeah, I mean, they were never in a position to get him, though. Like, not even close to a position to like get him. You know who should have fucking drafted him was Denver. They went Patrick Surtain instead, right? Will said, I was just out the other day looking for fantasy football magazines. I couldn't find one anywhere. It said, not like I buy them anymore. But they didn't seem to be on the shelves. Yeah, and if you're looking for, I'm going to throw in the link to my book that I wrote this year. It's a whole draft, pretty much a whole draft strategy guide is what it is. Let me get the link here. I know I got it. Where is that? Where the hell is it? There we go. And this, it's a digital, book. You definitely want to pick it up if you haven't, because this is going to be one of those things that every single year that you should be kind of reading just to keep all these things fresh in your mind about the draft. Just so many different things that that we're going to be that just need to be in the back of your brain when you are drafting. Especially if you're mainly a redraft person. Top magazines, what are those? Are they like websites that you can hold? Makes it, Mike hasn't been extended. No, not yet. Because he wants that D-end money. That's what he wants. He doesn't want no linebacker check. He wants a D-end check. Yeah. I wonder what a guy like Micah Parsons is going to want. And can they let him rush enough to where he can hit 20 like this year? Can he get into the 20 range? Because what did he get last year? Did he get 17 last year? 14 last year. Yes, that's tough. That's a tough thing with Parsons. I mean, they got him doing so many things that he's not rushing the QB enough. 5 years, $180 million. Well said, Parsons. $1 billion. Oh man, is TJ Watt still the highest paid defender? Oh shit, I guess it's Nick Bosa right now with $34 million. Let me see. Okay. It's like Tino knew what the highest was because Nick Bosa got the 5 year $170 million. 5 year $170 million. I mean, that was the last big that was the last top here, you know, contract. Because I know this year it was Wilkins, right? Christian Wilkins for the Raiders. Would they give him 4 years, 120 or something like that? 4 years, 100, something like that. Tino said so. He should get around Bosa money if he's the most recent. Yeah, Bosa was last year. Nobody got Bosa money this year in 2024. Big said, who needs a D end and would pay Parsons the most? I don't think Parsons is leaving the Cowboys, though. So I don't think he's going to hit the open market. Yeah, if the Cowgirls and Jerry Jones pass on paying them D end money. Tino said, okay, I'll change it. 5 year, $170 million, but more guaranteed than Bosa. All right, let's see. Let's go look at what Nick Bosa's guaranteed was. $122.5 million guaranteed. $122.5 million is guaranteed. That's a shitload. That's a shitload for a defender. That's for sure. Yeah, and let me see. Let's see his stats last year. It's because he got hurt, right? He only had 10 sacks. Tino's like, god damn, Bosa got paid. And Tino said, okay, maybe the same contract. Because yeah, that's an insane deal. Like, I mean, you rarely see defenders. Like, I mean, for the quarterbacks, it's like we're almost desensitized to it. At least some of us are, where we just know the next guy is gonna he's going to break the bank, like as far as, you know, the market goes for the QBs. But it's just not like that for defenders. Because the last contract before Nick Bosa like that was the TJ Watt one. And I couldn't remember. Yeah, I even forgot about the Joey Bosa. I mean, the Nick Bosa one last year because he was kind of just so mediocre. Because let's see. Because did Nick Bosa even miss any games last year? Yeah, he played all 17 games and only had 10 sacks. That's horrible. You play all 17 games and you only have 10.5 sacks. Yeah, Tino said bro got like 70% of that money. Like, let's see. They said $50 million was a signing bonus. Seventy-two percent. That's a lot. That's a big chunk of change. Big chunk of change. Emil said, if you're the highest paid player in the league, does that mean you're also the best player in the league? On defense, it does. Not on offense, though. Not on offense. Tino said 10 sacks is pretty good. For who? He had 18.5 the year before. 15 the year before that. That's horrible by his standards. Like, except for the year where he got hurt. Like in the beginning of the year, I guess his rookie year, he only plays 14 games. That's what's crazy. That was his worst year, like on average, because in 2019, he only started 14 games and he had 9 sacks. Bake said, shit's weak. Shit's weak. Shit's weak. Hutchinson or Nick Bosa? Yeah, he said Hutchinson's only 23. Man, I mean, I really feel like Hutchinson is a little bit more. Is he not more consistent? I feel like he is. Let's go look at some of his stats here. Yeah, he's just not there yet. I'm taking Nick Bosa still. But this could be the year for Hutchinson, though. Third year breakout. I mean, 9.5 as a rook, 11.5 as a second year, and 3 forced fumbles in this year compared to last year. 7 passes defended. So he's getting that big paw up and blocking. Let's see what else. He had 3 INTs in his rookie year, only had 1. In this past year, but I mean, we're not really expecting him to get a bunch of interceptions. The QB hits, though, he was getting to the QB a lot more, and not just because of the sacks. The QB hits, he more than doubled. He had 15 QB hits as a rook. He had 33 as a sophomore. So I mean, that's a big time jump, and similar amount of tackles, like as well. Yeah, I'm gonna need a third year jump before I could say Hutchinson. And Tino said, no, it doesn't ever mean you're the best. You're just the most recent to get paid. Yeah. On defense, though, I feel like you're only getting paid like that if you legit are in contention for, like, the best. And, like, Nick Bosa, he may not be the best, but he's definitely, like, in contention for, like, the best. And, like, if we're not even just going off of, like, just stats, like, necessarily, I know most of the time that's kind of, like, the way we compare, like, players, but if we're just talking about, like, raw ability and, like, well, not even raw ability, just ability in general, like, there are not too many players that are up there with, like, a Nick Bosa, like, standard. Tino said, let's be real, Watson is the highest paid. He got all that money. Yeah, but he wasn't, though, because Mahomes, I mean, he was the highest paid per year, like, at one point with the 46, because he got paid more than Mahomes, who was 45 a year, but Mahomes also had like a fucking $500 million contract, like, as well. See, that's the thing that's tough about all this, because Mahomes, I don't know when anyone's going to beat Mahomes, is like, you know, 450, but also it's like, it's a 10-year deal, like, as well. Tino said Mahomes hasn't seen that money yet. Bro, Mahomes is getting hella paid. He's getting cash over cap every year. Every year he gets a fucking fat ass lump sum right in his bank account. Like, I mean, let me see. Tino said, yeah, they're going to cut him tomorrow. Yeah. He's getting paid $45 million a year. Come on. Like, they are in love with this contract. They would not cut him tomorrow. Because Mahomes looks like the biggest steal of any fucking quarterback as far as what they're getting paid. Right? No. Tino said he's getting paid, but what I'm saying is Watson already got it. Nah, man. Come on. How did he already get it? It's guaranteed. He didn't get it as a signing bonus. Like, Mahomes is going to make more than the Watson getting total? 250? 230. I mean, come on. I mean, Mahomes' contract. Yeah, Watson's probably got paid more than Mahomes since 2022 when he signed that contract. But Mahomes has been on this deal since 2020. I guess in 2020 and 2021, he probably wasn't getting paid too much either. But yeah. No, that's not true. He's still getting paid yearly. He didn't get all that money. He just got it all guaranteed. So that means if they cut him, they still owe him that money. But he's still getting paid, like, yearly. Like, let's go see what his signing bonus is.
Hello, Wayne.
His signing bonus was $45 million. So that's what he got. Yeah, Watson is still getting checks. All guaranteed doesn't mean you're getting paid that amount of money, like, in the first year. Like, that doesn't mean that. So Watson's still getting game checks. He's getting fat ass game checks that whether he gets hurt or not, or whether they cut him or not, he's getting those checks. You are right about Mahomes. Like, not like, yeah, he would not get that if they just, like, you know, miraculously cut him, which they never would. Not for the amount of money. Like, let me see. Let's look. Man, it's crazy how they're working the cap over the cash over cap, like, with him, because in 2023 and 2022, Mahomes is only, his base salary was in the millions, just 1 million. That's it. 1 million. But he's getting 20 mil in fucking 20 something mil just in his roster bonus or the signing, or roster bonus and signing. He's getting over 30 with those. And yeah, and I guess he has been never mind. That's the restructured proration. I wonder what that even means. But yeah, either way, he's still getting, they're all still getting game checks. Like, nobody gets 100% of the money given to them right off the bat. It's just guaranteed. Just like the basketball players. I mean, whatever the signing bonus is, that's what you get. And what Tino said, yeah, Mill said, you're right, Huss. Tino said 45 mil was to avoid the cap, but now he gets it all. But you're right, it's not 230 mil check, but that motherfucker's in escrow right now. And he said it's his, no one can take it except Watson. Well, yeah, yeah. I mean, that's the thing. I doubt it's in escrow. It's not in escrow. I mean, it's just guaranteed. But I don't know. What if the Browns owner was just like, you know what? We're not going to pay you this money. Sue us, motherfucker. He's got money to sue, and he would probably win. But it would still take time to get that money. Yeah, Tina said NBA contracts are guaranteed. MLB as well, guaranteed. So, yeah, they're getting those game checks. Tina said it had to be an escrow or it's not a legal contract. I'm not saying you're wrong. I just don't believe that because that's a lot of money that would literally just be sitting there. Billionaires don't let money sit there like that, because, like, that money is going to keep making money, like, for them. So I'm not saying you're wrong. That just doesn't sound right to me, because the guaranteed money, just, he's just going to keep getting, because he just gets paid game check time. Like, that's the only time these guys get paid, right? They don't get paid in the preseason and shit like that. They only get paid, like, that's why a lot of them don't want to go to the offseason shit, because they're not being paid at that time and they can get hurt. But I don't think that's correct. Especially with, like, a company like the NFL, and, like, doesn't even matter how bad, like, the Browns, like, are. I mean, over the course of those 5 years or whatever he got, they're going to make, you know, over that $230 million or whatever. I mean, they're making more than that every year, I'm sure. You know, so that's what I'm telling you, homie, earlier. This extra money come from, all this is planned for. Every contract has to be in an escrow. Show me where... Show me where, Tino, because then that would be the case for, like, every single, like, contractor, like, out there. And that, I just don't get it. Tino said the NFL funding rule requires teams to place a portion of guaranteed. Okay, well, see, that's a portion of guaranteed contracts. Okay, see, like, I could get with that. But see, Tino said, I'm a contractor. What the fuck? And seeing the money that you're getting paid, I mean, is it like in an escrow or something? I know you're a contractor, Tino. For a long time of my life, I was a contractor, like, as well. And, like, I don't know. Well, I mean, I guess our money is probably not guaranteed like theirs. But see, even the way you said it, a portion going in there. Yeah, I could totally understand that, a portion. But I, like, the full amount, like, that just doesn't make sense to me. And Tino said, that's crazy, because no company would allow me to put a portion for a bid, right? right? I mean, it's weird how it works for the companies. And no matter what, I'm always going to be an advocate for the players getting paid higher and higher every single year. And even the, you know, kind of the discussion we got into with Stranger a couple days ago about, he was saying how it should be. And me and Tina were kind of like, yeah, it should be that. Or at least I said that it should be that way. But it's just never going to be that way. Yeah. And Tina said, I guess NFL is guaranteed profit. Yeah. See, I guess that's what makes it a little bit different for, and especially like that we were talking about that Wednesday, the shared revenue. You know, that's what makes it where it's like, yeah, these teams, they're not getting, like, they don't have an exact guaranteed amount that they're going to be making every single year necessarily. But because it's all shared profits and everything, like, it's very easy to gauge, like, what a team somewhat will be making. And Tino says, Stranger is kind of right, how there is extra money. They don't have to fully buy these contracts, right? Yeah. Yeah, because I wonder what it is. Like, I wonder what percentage of the guaranteed money that they have to, like, put. And what if it's, like, every single year that they have to do that? Like for Deshaun, for example.
Hello, ladies.
Like, when he first got the contract, like, he only got paid. Like, he got a signing bonus, but he was making, like, zero money, like, that year. It was, like, the year that he didn't play. I think he only got like $1 million like that year, right? And then, but then after that, what if it's just like on a certain day in the year, they have to put in a portion or maybe even all the guaranteed money for that year? I mean, for Deshaun, it would be 46, you know, specifically. I wonder if it's something like that. And Dino said, that's crazy. Did we just discover a conspiracy? I mean, what's crazy about the NFL pay and the salary cap and all that, like, we didn't even know what the fuck cash over cap was, you know, or someone getting a signing bonus, you know, but making it look like they're renegotiating the contract because it's fucking, because it goes from whatever, $10 million on paper and it goes down to $2 million on paper. We used to think that these motherfuckers were getting like taking a pay cut. And like, no, like that. I mean, it's just all the way that the media kind of like spins this shit. Cause like, we really thought, I really thought, most people really thought that Tom Brady was taking pay cuts. Like back then, he wasn't taking pay cuts. They were just giving him cash over cap. So he wasn't against the cap. And like, all teams could like do that if they really wanted to. They really could. But it's just, how much do they trust that person? How much do they trust that person? Tino said, when an NFL team signs a player, it has guaranteed money in the contract. For sure, they're required by the NFL to put that money in escrow account for future use. Okay. And he said, oh, no, we didn't discover anything. So their guaranteed money isn't in escrow, but the rest and bonus come from the pocket. Okay. So, yeah, all of Watson's money is in escrow. Huh. This is very interesting. Let me see. All right, let's see. So neither club is going broke, certainly. But when the owners sign a player to a fully guaranteed contract, NFL rules require the team to place the full dollar amount of the NFL contract into an escrow account. Some owners and family members rely on income from their team for their livelihoods. There we go. And that's coming straight from a Forbes article about it. There we go. So all of Watson's money is in an escrow somewhere. It says fully guaranteed contracts. So Watson's money is in an escrow somewhere for sure. Tino's right. And okay. But what I was thinking, when reading what Tino was saying, I was thinking that every portion of a guaranteed contract, like whatever was guaranteed, like in the contract, had to be put in the escrow. And Tino said, I'm kind of right. No, you are right. I was misinterpreting it a different way, because like Watson fully guaranteed. But that's like Watson. Yeah, exactly. And Tio said most NFL contracts are not guaranteed. Yet there's like Watson's like the only one. Like who else? No, like the rookies are like those are different. Like so maybe all the rookie contracts like have to go in an escrow because those are fully guaranteed. But that's what it said. Only the fully guaranteed contracts have to go in an escrow. So the way that you were saying what I was saying, I was interpreting it as every guaranteed part of every contract was going into escrow. That's how my brain was processing that. Yeah, Tino said 99.9999999999. It's probably guys literally Watson and the rookie contracts, like the rookie contracts probably go into escrow because every rookie contract is fully guaranteed now, right? Or maybe not every rookie. Maybe, man, because everything was on a scale. We were looking at the seventh rounders, and all the seventh rounders were getting paid like at least like a mil a year. You know, at least that's what it came out to. Like, I don't, you know, signing bonuses and whatever aside, the overall contracts were like right around $4 million. But that's what I So that's how I was interpreting it. So it's probably legit just the rookie contracts that are in escrow and Deshaun Watson. Because let's go see, does anybody else even have a fully guaranteed contract outside of the rookies and Deshaun Watson? Let's see. I think Watson might be the only one. Because like Kirk Cousins, I mean, he was one of the last ones. But he's not on a fully guaranteed contract now. It legit might be just all the rookies and Deshaun Watson. That's it. Tino said, so like 100. No, see, like, that's what I'm, the way that I'm reading this in the Forbes article, it says fully guaranteed contract. Like if the owners sign a player to a fully guaranteed contract. So I am assuming that for a guy like Bosa, no, I don't think any money of that is in escrow. I don't think it is. Or how much was his contract? You know what I mean? Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Yeah, so I don't think that any, at least the way that this is being worded, it's only the fully guaranteed contracts. And like literally the only fully guaranteed contracts in the NFL right now are Deshaun Watson and all the rookie deals that are out there. And I don't even know if it's 100% of the rookie deals or if it's just the first rounders that are fully guaranteed. No, not any guaranteed money, just the ones that are 100% fully guaranteed. That's it. Yeah, see, and then here's the next article by NBC Sports. Do NFL owners have to put guaranteed money in escrow? The NFL doesn't have to do it. The funding rule was put in place years ago. The NFL Players Association protests. Now no one is going broke. There's no need for a funding rule. So that's what it is. So, yeah. So Browns are like the only one. Well, I mean, with Watson anyways. Tina said the site said any guaranteed money. I mean, which site though? I mean, this is a Forbes article that I'm looking at. And then I just read an NBC Sports article as well. Oh, wait, are you looking on Reddit? Huh, let me see. What was that? Yes, his NBC Sports article was from 2023, the Forbes one. Let me see. Let's see. This one, the traditional answer is yes. Hold on. Let's see. The section of funding deferred and guaranteed contracts. So this is like a quote from the CBA, like thing. The NFL may require that a team may require that by a prescribed date, each club must deposit into an account. Okay, so it is what I said, where may like year to year, like they and it even says may, that it says the NFL may require them. So I guess it, I guess it just depends on how much. I guess it just depends on how much. Let's see. Here goes Reddit. When an NFL team signs a player, has guaranteed money, the contract is required by the NFL to be put in an escrow account for future use. This means that XY player has 230 million guarantees. Team has to deposit 230 million. The main reason behind this, to ensure the NFL team wouldn't default from paying a player. But in reality, every other professional sport's guaranteed contracts doesn't have this rule. It's an owner's rule to avoid the fully it's an owner's rule to avoid the fully guaranteed contract, which is why the Browns paying Deshaun is wild. What does this mean for Lamar? I don't necessarily think there's a conspiracy collusion amongst them. I just don't think that there's a QB needy team. Okay, seeing, well, this was coming from Reddit. And it's going back to just the fully guaranteed. So I don't know. Who the fuck knows? I'm not sure which one you're seeing there, Tino. But either way, the fully guaranteed contracts, they need to go into escrow for sure. And then it even said that the teams may require the owners to put some money in on a certain date throughout the year, something like that. But yeah, I think really what it is they got so much money. They got so much money. And unless they start screwing people over, you know, why would they have to do that outside of the fully guaranteed money, especially for a guy like Deshaun Watson? He wants that shit in the escrow.
Hello, ladies.
Tina says it sounds like the players are getting tricked. Look how confusing it all is. Get a lawyer, rookies. Man. And but seeing that makes sense. If it's only the fully guaranteed deals that they have to do that, I mean, yeah, that's just another reason why someone's not going to want to sign a fully guaranteed deal. And guys, let me know, how's my mic sound right now? How does the sounds, how do the sound drops sound right now? Because I don't have it up. I have it up on YouTube with no sound. But yeah, curious. How's everything sound right now? And NFL's just always been hella tricky and hella sneaky. Always. I mean, it's just, it's how they roll. That's how they roll. All right. Fun combo today about these overpaid QBs. I mean, there's a lot of them. I mean, the top 10 here, two of them are at 55 mil. Joe Burrow and T-Law. And then you got Jared Goff at 53, Herbert at 52.5, Lamar at 52, Hurts at 51, Kyler Murray at 46.1, Deshaun at 46, Mahomes at 45, Kirk Cousins at 45, and Josh Allen, the Stallion, at 43. Dang it. Okay. Johnny said the mic is good, faded in and out a couple times. Drop was choppy. Huh? Man, it's pissing me the fuck off. Why is this shit not working? It was working good in the past, and I have no idea what the fuck is going on with it. We're gonna figure this out though. Thanks, Johnny. TM said it'd be wild if they allowed the NFL owners to make contract with no guaranteed money. They have the money. But yeah, but I mean, why would it be that? I mean, I don't know. Like, at least a portion of the money being guaranteed has always been a thing for a while. Yeah, no guaranteed money at all. Yeah, I mean, it's gotta. When are they just gonna get to fully guaranteed contracts? Like, that's like, when is this really gonna change to where everything is just a fully guaranteed contract, like the MLB, like the NBA? I mean, they've been fully. I know that there's, you know, I know there's a couple players like Bobby Bonilla. Anybody know who Bobby Bonilla is? The guy who gets paid, like, he deferred his money out for like 36 years or like some shit like that. Instead of paying him like 10 mil that they owed him, or maybe it was like 15 mil or something like that. They're like, okay, we're going to make you a deal. We can't pay you this 15 mil right now. So what we're going to do, we're going to pay you $1 million for the next 40 years. And he was like, bet. Let's do it. And every single day, I don't know when it is. Let's go look it up, because I'm sure it's Googleable. Bobby Bonilla Day. There you go. July 1st. July 1st, Bobby Bonilla Day, when he's getting that mill. He's getting that mill in the that must be like, wonder if he gets ready for that day. gets his suit all nice, you know, just to go to I mean, shit, now it's probably direct deposited. I mean, before it might have been a check or something, but now I'm sure it's just direct deposited. But yeah, July 1st, it's upon us. July 1st is upon us. Bobby Bonilla Day. I know Ken Griffey Jr. is still getting paid, right? Pretty sure he's one of them. It's not like the owners aren't making it, though. And if you can push it out over a bunch of years, I mean, yeah. That's, I mean, it works out good for all parties combined, I'm sure. Definitely working out good for Bobby Bonilla. So much so that we're talking about it today, and that every other sports outlet talks about it. Yeah, I wonder. Let's see what this contract is for him. Like, how much longer is he getting paid? Annual payments will continue until 2035. He's still got 11 more years of this. Well, 12 more, I guess, because this year hasn't happened yet. And he's 60 years old. Says the payments are going to end when he's 72. So all he's got to do is live till he's 72. Because I don't know if that's something that you could should be able to pass that on to like your kids or something. But yeah, talk about a contract. Guys like that who are ruining it for everyone, though. They don't want to give no guaranteed contracts because nobody wants to have like a Bobby Bonilla Day. Banks, I need money. What the fuck deals there, bro? Where's I got kicked from YouTube? It said I can't. I'm assuming can't watch this channel from England. Is it, bro? I'm in California. But didn't you change your VPN or something? Isn't that what you said you did? I know that was on Netflix, but maybe that's what happened. Damn it! This fucking bowl got clogged. All right. Good talk today, guys. Good talk. Saturdays and Sundays. Been doing the watch parties. What should the next movies or TV shows be that we watch? I know we did The League. Did a couple episodes of The League. We did Baby's Kids, did How High, Orgasmo. How did we get banned in England? Ryan says, "What's up, fellas? I'm looking to send my wide receiver 5 and 6, Tank Dell, DJ Moore, to upgrade at the position. Who's a reasonable offer? Tyreek, Neighbors, Puka." Fuck no, man. You're not getting – well, I mean, maybe you'll get, like, Neighbors, but I don't know. Like, no way. I mean, I don't – I mean, I'm just – I just realistically don't think that that would happen. Like, who would give up Tyreek or Neighbors or Puka for – I mean, that's what I'm saying. Maybe Neighbors. But I don't think anyone's giving up Puka or Tyreek for that. And Tino said, "Don't we have someone who watches from England?" Germany. Bake said, "Major League." That's a good one. John said, "Just found article of baseball players still getting paid. Todd Helton's 49, getting 1.3 from the Rockies. Nice. Pay that man his money." Todd Helton was the man for so many years. Yeah, different places. Different places. Woo! All right. I think it might be time to shut her down. We've been rocking for an hour and a half. We'll figure out what we're going to do. I don't know if we got anything going tonight. We've been getting the watch parties going on Saturdays and Sundays. So go pay attention in Patreon. If you guys don't have Patreon downloaded, just go download the app. It's going to be a way you're going to be able to communicate with the community. Yeah. And Ryan said, "Tank and DJ Moore said, for Tyreek sounds fair." Sounds fair. If I'm getting Tyreek, right, I'll say it sounds fair. And, what fight we got coming up? What fight we got coming up, Tino? He says he's showing the Tank fight. What Tank fight? Let's see. Oh, wait, you know what we're going to do tomorrow? I think there's a a WWE pay-per-view tomorrow, I think at 11 o'clock. So I think we're going to stream that. I mean, is that one supposed to be the shit? I mean, if it's going to be a super hype fight, I will. Tino, Bake said mock draft Friday. Could be fun. You know, says that time of year, mock drafts. All right. Well, boxing season is because, yeah, I mean, it is kind of like right after the NBA finals. I mean, I know we still got like one more, right? We have one more NBA finals game. Assuming that the Mavs don't win. But yeah, summer is a boxing time, right? Cause I mean, really the only thing you got is baseball going. I mean, nobody cared about WNBA before. It's crazy how WNBA is like the most hyped sport, right now. All right. We'll see you guys. Just be on the lookout. It'll be later tonight or tomorrow for the WWE pay-per-view. Peace out, everybody.
Defense on me.
I don't want them to gain another yard.
You blitz all night. If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm going to take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
Here comes the boom. 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 Y'all don't really want it now.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.